Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nate was asked who he thinks has the best supporting cast in the NFC East, and this is what he said.
I'll say the Redskins. I'll say Haskins, Dwayne Haskins, if he is your starting QB. For the simple fact that what's going to anchor this division is the strongest running game possible. Okay. There's a weight of the world on the shoulders of Zeke, the weight of the world on the shoulders of Saquon. We get it. The Eagles can be a hard-nosed running team, but I feel like the supporting running back room cast is phenomenal in Washington.
Nate, remember in 300 when he goes, choose your next words carefully.
They gave you last name. I'm a little nervous about this. Yeah,
this is. This
I don't
is, are you about to kick me into the pits? To the abyss?
This is Dallas. Boom.
You're right. But I'm just saying, Adrian Peterson, right? Chris Thompson, the Army knife.
Yeah.
And then Darius Geis, who's going to be furious this year with his running style. Jordan Reed, who is the ultimate, can you stay healthy, bro? And then Paul Richardson, who is another, can you stay healthy, bro? Mm-hmm. With these guys on the field, everybody healthy, I feel like this is it. Now, when you have the running backs in these other teams, they're going to have to do it all. But there's a smooth rotation of running backs for the Washington Redskins. If you can rotate these guys in and out, and each individual feels like they can be a monster in this league, I'm going with the Washington Redskins. I really do believe this is the best supporting, especially for a rookie. They need, like, talented individual. They have a sweet blend of OGs, Adrian Peterson, all the way to a young guy.
So he likes the depth of the running back room for the Redskins. Why is he bringing up Jordan Reed? If it was just about the running back depth,
he's just
I
pivoting.
Might buy it. But it sounded like he was talking
about those producers before the show started say, hey, let's create a real big argument and debate and say the Redskins. I can't believe he really believed
that. I'm sorry. I'd rather have Zeke or Saquon Barkley.
I'd rather have Saquon than the entire Redskins roster.
Right. I mean, and you look at Philadelphia, they bring in Jordan Howard from Chicago. They drafted Miles Sanders out of Penn State.
I think Miles Sanders can be just as good as Geis.
They've got some nice pieces there, too. So, but if you're trying to say that the Redskins, top to bottom, RB depth is better, I might be able to buy into some of that. But I'd much rather have the top-heavy running back with a substandard backup or somebody you just find off the street. I'd rather plug in Zeke or Saquon. Call me crazy.
Someone should have said, hey, Nate, would you rather have Saquon or, you know, just Saquon?
Right.
Or Geis, Peterson, and Thompson?
And you would say Saquon.
That's what I would say. I think everyone on the planet would say that. Maybe not Nate.
Most people would say that.
Tilted me a little bit. He just went with Army knife.
Yeah, instead of Swiss. You always, if you're going to use Army knife, you always have to throw Swiss in there.
He just says Army knife.
Army knife. I mean, that could be like the knife that Rambo uses in First Blood.
Right. I'm throwing Swiss.
Yeah, you need Swiss Army knife. But anyway.
And then he threw in
It's a flimsy
Haskins.
Argument.
First of all, you don't even know if Haskins is going to start.
Right.
But don't tell me you think Haskins is better than Carson Wentz.
No, but the argument, I guess, was about depth. And what I presume that he means that Haskins is a good backup or that they have depth at the position with Keenum, McCoy, and Haskins. And he clearly went through the depth at the running back position. But then he just threw in the tight end. And like to me, if you're comparing offenses and depth, I'm sorry, you mentioned Zeke, but they also have Amari Cooper. Like they have a better offense.
Absolutely. Philadelphia's got a better offense. Dallas has a better offense. Giants with Saquon, he's certainly the better player. Who knows about, you know, what's going on there?
I mean, they lost Odell.
Because they do have Manning. But, I just don't agree with that.
What's great about the Giants offense? It might be the worst in the NFL. They have one player. The worst offensive line. No wide receivers.
I'd rather have Saquon than anybody on the Redskins roster.
Terrible. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't agree with him when he says it's got the best supporting cast. I don't think it's the best supporting cast in the league or in the division.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, because I do think you can be optimistic about the Redskins' running back situation.
Mm-hmm. Again, Geis is a complete unknown.
Don't
he
know
could
what's
be
going to
really
happen.
Good.
He's unknown. Thompson's injury prone, and Adrian Peterson is 34 at this point.
Okay, but he showed you last year that he can have his moments, and the workload is going to be much less this year,
you would
presuming
think.
that Geis is going to be healthy.
Right.
And I doubt he's going to play, particularly the first half of the year. But they also drafted Bryce Love. I'm a big Bryce Love fan.
Tell me
now, he may ultimately be Chris Thompson's replacement because Chris Thompson, I think, is on the final year of his contract.
Right.
And so Bryce Love, they might just envision him for the 2020 season,
right,
taking over the Chris Thompson role, maybe getting some carries as Adrian Peterson gets phased out. But he was so dynamic a couple seasons ago.
Tell me who you're
football.
Excited about on the offense for the Redskins.
Well, I think he makes a good point about the backfield, that they can go all game long.
And so you'd rather have the Redskins three running backs than Saquon? Please, tell me you're not serious.
Oh, well, the Giants' offense line is the worst in the league. So.
I'm not talking about the offense. You're talking about the running backs. You're telling me you'd rather have Geis, Peterson, and Chris Thompson than Saquon?
They may have a horrible offensive line, but he still found a way to be ridiculously productive last year.
He had a ridiculous year.
All right.
He just makes plays on his own. I don't think
and
you
catches
truly...
a ton of balls out of the backfield.
I'd rather have the better player up top.
Of course you would.
Than the three guys.
Of
you
course
can find,
you would.
You can find backups.
In a heartbeat. Of course you'd rather have Zeke and Saquon than the collection of running
Drabby
backs.
Wouldn't.
I didn't say that. I just said...
He's doing a different bit.
I'm not doing... The Redskins have more around Haskins than the Giants have around their quarterback.
All right, but you're comparing them to one team. What about Philly and
Dallas? I wouldn't take them over Dallas. Philly, I don't know about.
By the way,
they have a lot of changes.
Outside of the terrible quarterback, I would take the Giants' still present collection of skill players over the Redskins. Because I would take Saquon, I would take Evan Engram, an up-and-coming young tight end that can actually stay out on the field, and I would take Shepard at wide receiver over any of the Redskins' terrible wide receivers.
So who would you rather have, Golden Tate and Shepard, and Engram and Saquon, or... Doxon, Richardson,
you don't even have
a couple
keep
of
going.
Rookies.
It's not even close.
And broken down Reed. I don't think it's close.
I mean, the quarterback delivering them the ball has question marks, but their skill players are better than the Redskins.
Who's
collection.
Saquon's backup, though? If you who's depth.
The kid from Clinton? Is it Gallman? Is he still there?
Wayne Gallman.
Yeah, Wayne Gallman. I mean, he's capable. I mean, yeah. He's not Saquon, but he's capable.
So who's so great on the Eagles offense?
Who's so great?
Jeffrey and Deshaun. That's not a bad.
Jordan Howard's pretty good.
Not a bad one.
Jordan Howard sucks. He'll play five games a year.
He's just as good as anybody the Redskins have.
No, but by comparison, Alshon Jeffrey and Deshaun Jackson smash whatever the Redskins have.
And then Zach Ertz. He's
got,
a top three tight
the
end
best,
in the league.
They got the best tight end.
Who's their number two tight end?
Oh, Goddard? Dallas Goddard.
Yeah.
Drabby, you're telling me you'd rather have Doxon, Richardson, and a couple rookies than Alshon Jeffrey, Deshaun Jackson, Nelson Aguilar, and Zach Ertz?
I think Jeffrey's the only good player out of all those.
Deshaun Jackson's not good? I mean, he's still good.
He's 40.
Is he better than anybody Redskins have at that position?
Yes.
100% yes. Is he better than Paul Richardson? Yes. Is he better than Doxon? Yes. Who knows about
the rookies? Not even close.
Their three top receivers could all be the number one here.
They drafted Whiteside out of Stanford. They've got a much better supporting cast than the Redskins do. And you've got a quarterback.
A fourth-round draft pick is already proven. Whiteside, what are you doing? You're just throwing names out there.
First of all, he's a second-round pick. Get your rounds right. And he's pretty damn good. And I think he'll be just as good as McLaurin.
I can't believe Drabby's dying on this mountain. All of a sudden, he's a big Skins fan.
You sound like a clown right now.
I put the Cowboys over the Redskins for sure.
All right.
But I don't think the Eagles, and definitely not the Giants, are leaps and bounds in front of the Redskins.
I think the Redskins have just too many question marks.
If you were at a restaurant, would you call them a donkey call?
He probably would.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.